I'm out in the field 4 days a week. All I do is come outside and build relationships with homeless people.
Justin Phillips is an outreach specialist with the Institute for Human Services, IHS. Today, he's walking down Ke'e'almoku Street, a major corridor leading to and from Ala Moana Beach Park.
We have a high population of both mentally ill and substance abuse homeless cruising through here, just cruising. And our goal is to sign them up for a housing program or a shelter or get them involved in psychiatric attention, whatever they need.
Phillips comes across a woman he sees regularly. She's in her early 60s and is lying flat on her back on the sidewalk.
Do you have an infection on this foot?
Do you
mind if I take your shoe off to look at it? I want to see how bad it is.
The mid-morning sun is blinding the woman as the IHS team makes contact. Dr. Chad Koyanagi is the team's psychiatrist.
Look at that foot. Ay, ay, ay. Ouch. Oh, I think we got to get you to the hospital. If I call the ambulance, will you go with them?
Dr. Koyanagi calls the family court to obtain a verbal order from a judge to involuntarily transport the woman to get emergency medical treatment. Outreach specialist Phillips says this can be done in extreme cases.
This is more on the non-consent side. Because of the infection in the foot, unable to walk and urinating and feces on self, we have to respond somehow.
IHS outreach specialist Venetia Bartola says they have had multiple encounters with this woman for some time now.
I think we've known her since we started outreach, which is a year ago, but we're never able to appropriately help her because she always says, no, I don't need help. But I guess today her wounds on her feet clearly shows that she needs some medical assistance, so that'll be our way to intervene and hopefully get her into a care home or something better.
The police and ambulance arrive within a half hour. The woman is cleaned up and strapped to the gurney.
Okay, lay back down. Lay back down, honey.
On your back.
So we're going to bring her feet first this way.
Okay.
So we'll just carry her down just a little bit this way. Yeah.
The patient is loaded into the ambulance, and it heads off to the Queens Medical Center emergency room. Meanwhile, Phillips and his team gather the woman's belongings for transport to the hospital. Phillips says the heavy lifting starts now.
Now we have an opportunity to, you know, get to interview her deeply, find out if there's family and build a relationship. But at the same time, we're going to look at options that will work for her. So try to find her a case manager, get her a doctor in place and do the real work. So it's not done.
The IHS outreach team has spent the better part of the morning taking care of one homeless person. Phillips, with two packs of cigarettes in hand, moves on to his next encounter.
Hey, bud. How are you doing today? How's the bandages on your feet?
All new today.
Yeah? You give me any thought about coming into IHS so they can recover?
I ain't going over there.
The answer to Phillips was a resounding no this time. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.